The National Football League is at the midpoint of its season. Most teams are still very much in the hunt for a playoff spot. Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine who follows the NFL for Morning Edition. Hello.
Hello.
No team would seem to be hotter than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's been a while since the Steelers were this good. In the last 2 weeks, they've knocked off the only remaining unbeaten teams, the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles, who they might end up meeting in the Super Bowl. They're doing it behind their rookie quarterback, Big Ben Roethlisberger. He's very big, he bounces off tacklers, and he's fun to watch. Another reason this team is fun to root for is that the Steelers owners are giving Bill Cowher all the years he needs. Their reasoning is that if a guy can coach, which Bill Cowher can, then you stick with him until he has some players, which he now does.
Another team on the rebound this season is the San Diego Chargers. What's behind that surge there?
Another young quarterback named Drew Brees. His first 3 years in the league were kind of disappointing, but Brees' emergence isn't a complete surprise. San Diego picked up a highly touted quarterback named Philip Rivers to compete for his job, and he's in the last year of his contract, so that by kicking up his game a notch, he's put himself in a position to have a great untold millions of a fortune next year as a free agent. He also has some very good players around him. It's really fun to see the Chargers come back.
The scoring is up this year. Why is that?
Well, last year, there was a feeling around the league that the Patriots' defensive backs had gotten away with murder in the playoffs by bumping and lassoing the other guy's receivers. So the outcry resulted in the referees being sort of strict this year about how much the defense can do to the receivers. So under the new "don't bother the receiver" philosophy, the defender gets penalized if he even looks at the receiver in the wrong way. It all makes for entertaining football, but it's kind of like too much frosting on the cake. And there's so many penalties in the game anyway. There's a growing feeling now that they should lay off and just let the guys play the game.
Let's look at the teams that were in last season's Super Bowl.
They study in contrast.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, the New England Patriots, in a league that's supposed to be, you know, every team is supposed to be equal, the Patriots are always a little more equal than other teams. Not because of great players, but because they have the best coaching staff in sports. Led by Bill Belichick, who watches about 1,000 hours of film each week, and then he takes average players and he lets them do unusual and unexpected things. Carolina, the other team from the Super Bowl last year, suffered the downside of equality, which says that on any given year, the team that caught lightning in a bottle can plunge into total darkness the next year. They've had a lot of bad injuries. They had a very tough schedule. And everyone wanted to prove that they could beat a Super Bowl team, so they get up for the Panthers. And so far, most of them have succeeded.
Well, finally, Peter, the NFL this week agreed to a jaw-dropping, if I may say, $8 billion in six-year contract extensions with Fox and CBS. So what does that say about the health of the league?
It says they also picked up another $3.5 billion with a DirecTV package. Considering that that's just the Sunday games, and that they haven't even negotiated for the primetime games yet, it's a mind-boggling amount of money to watch a game. When you consider that pro hockey is locked out because they couldn't get a network deal, and pro basketball is having trouble getting its network viewership, and Major League Baseball hasn't come close to solving its own issues on how to develop an equitable revenue system, the fact that pro football can get $11 billion is almost the most strong testimony we've ever had that football is now America's national pastime.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Renee.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine and follows the NFL for Morning Edition.